Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful podcast, where we are talking all things bold and beautiful. I'm your host, Amanda, and before we get started, I need to make a correction. So last week, if you listened to the podcast, I talked about the new character, Zoe, and I guess I need a hearing aid or something, because I could have sworn when Wyatt told Sally and Liam about Zoe that he kept calling her Zoe. Well, I was wrong, and her name is actually Zoe, so I wanted to make that correction. Before I went any further, I wanted to go ahead and make that correction. So we finally get to the fashion show. And we've been waiting for this for months, and I'm really excited because I was really curious what kind of fashion that they were going to have. Thank you guys for joining me again, and please get in touch with me. I really want to hear what you guys think about everything, and especially about Zoe, about the fashion show, about the fashions. So please visit me at my website at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at, you guessed it, theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. So enough of the chit chat. Let's get into the recap. So I'm going to go a little bit faster than I would normally go, because I want to make sure that we have enough time to get through the whole fashion show and talk about the fashions and everything. So the show opens, this is July 16th, Monday, and the show opens at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Hope and Liam, and they're continuing their conversation that they were having Friday. So Hope basically tells Liam that in the past, she stepped aside because she thought it was the right thing to do, and I really hate it when they say that. Like, who's to judge, like, what's the right thing to do? Like, that makes me crazy. So, Hope basically is saying that she's not gonna step aside this time. She is gonna fight for him because she is responsible for that little baby, and that she wants a life with him. And she just can't do it this time. And he says he totally understands, but that he needs more time. And she says, sure, I'll give you all the time you need. Then the door flies open to the office, and Sally comes in a huff. She's in a tiff. And Thorne and Katie are right behind her. And Sally says, Hope, do you know what's going on? And of course Hope doesn't, because they've all decided that they're going to leave Hope out of the loop. So then Liam has to explain to Hope about the threatening messages and how, you know, they weren't sure if they were dangerous or not. And so Hope wants to know how come no one told her. It's her line. And Liam says they didn't want to worry her, especially if they turned out to be nothing. And then Sally says to Hope, look, I don't know what's going on, but I swear I am innocent. I cannot explain it, but it was not me. And Liam says, Sally, those comments came from your computer. And she says, I don't know what to say, but it wasn't me. Then we go down to the showroom, and Emma and Xander are kissing. And they have no idea that Zoe has snuck in and she's watching them. It's a little creepy. So Emma basically tells Xander that she wants to know about his relationship and his past relationship. And so he explains that he thought he was in love, but everything just started to unravel. And that at first it was fun and exciting to be with her. She was fun and unpredictable, and it was exciting for him. But then she became very possessive and intense and a little crazy. And then it just got worse and worse, and he ended up having to end it. And she's one of the reasons that he came to LA. And Emma says, I really appreciate you telling me this. And then her phone chimes and she has to go to the bikini bar to run an errand for Hope. So she tells Xander bye and she takes off. Oh, and he gives her a kiss too. A goodbye kiss, which I'm sure Zoe hates. So Zoe is kind of hiding behind a clothes rack, and Xander is working. He has went back to working, and Zoe has like one of those memory flashbacks again of her and Xander laughing and joking and playing and being intimate with each other. And she doesn't realize that Xander has walked across the showroom and he spotted her. And he says, Zoe, what are you doing here? And Zoe says that she has traveled all this way to see him. And Xander says, how did you know I was even here? And she says, Xander, come on. It's not, how many times did you tell me about your famous cousin Maya and how one day we'd go to LA together and yada yada. And she says that, then you just up and disappeared and you didn't even break up with me in person. Did you think you would change your mind or something? And he really doesn't answer. He just says that he had no choice and that he needed a fresh start. And then of course, Zoe says, that's a great idea. We can have a fresh start together. And Xander says, no, not a good idea. Not going to happen. I want to go our separate ways. You need to go back home to London. We're done. And he walks out on her. Then we see Zoe standing outside of the Forrester Creation building. And she's looking really sad and really pitiful. And then she spots Emma. Emma walks by and she's getting her car keys out and she's obviously leaving. And this perks Zoe right up. And she takes off after her and obviously she's going to follow her. Then we go back to the executive office and Sally is still yelling that she's innocent. Thorne is threatening to call security. It's a mess. So Sally says, look, I didn't do it, okay? And I'm not leaving until you let me talk to Hope. And of course, Katie's like, there's no way we're leaving you alone with Hope. Then Sally says, look, I've made mistakes, but I'm not a stalker. And as she's saying this, the door opens and it's Xander. And Xander says, wait a minute, who's being stalked? And then they explain, well, Sally explains to Xander everything that's happened. And he asks if he can see the comment. And Thorne's like, you know what? We got this under control. And Liam says, oh, well, you know, I guess we could show you. So they show him the comments on the computer. And Xander says, you know what? I believe Sally. I don't think she did this, but I think I know who did. And he says, I don't think Hope is the target. I think Emma's the target. And then he explains to them that he just recently found out that his crazy ex has tracked him all the way to LA and that he's pretty sure that it's her who is doing all of this. Who's doing the comments and threats. So they're all shocked, right? They're all stunned. Then we go over to the bikini bar. And Emma is talking to the manager and taking care of some details about the after party for Hope. And then once again, Zoe arranges to literally run into Emma for a second time. And Emma says, oh, hi. And Zoe asks Emma if she will sit down and have some chips with her or something and just chit chat. And Emma says that she really needs to get back to work. And Zoe says, come on, you can stay for just a few minutes. So Emma agrees and she sits down at the table. And then Zoe asked Emma to tell her more about her boyfriend. And so Emma says that he's great and he's very supportive of her at work and that so far he's a really good guy. And then Zoe asked her, Doesn't it make you wonder why a great guy like that is still single? And then Emma tells her about his ex in London. And this convo gets a little weird because Emma is now telling Zoe about herself. And she says he had an ex in London and she was crazy and that he moved all the way here to get away from her. And Zoe is not really saying much. And then Emma says, you know, look, I really need to go. And then Zoe says, you could stay for just a few more minutes. So Emma goes to the bar and she gets them both an iced tea. As she's standing at the bar, Zoe is looking at her with this look like, oh, it's scary. It's scary. She's like staring a hole through her. And that's how Monday ends. Poor innocent Emma. When are you gonna put two and two together? So that brings us into Tuesday, July 17th. And the show opens at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Hope, Katie, Sally, Xander, and Thorne. And Liam had to take off. So Hope asks Xander if he is sure his ex is responsible for the messages. And Xander said he's pretty sure. And Hope says, I don't understand. How did she use Sally's computer? And Xander says he has no idea, but he wouldn't put it past her. And then Thorne says, does she live here now? And Xander says, no, but she did come here all the way from Britain. And then it hits Sally. And Sally says, do you have a picture of her? And he says, yeah, sure. And he shows her the picture. And Sally freaks. She's like, oh my God, it's Zoe. And Xander says, wait, you know her? And then she explains to everyone that she has been doing work at the house, doing a painting for Wyatt. And that must be how she got her computer. And then Sally says, oh man, I've got to call Wyatt and warn him. So Sally calls Wyatt and warns him that Zoe could be dangerous. But when she gets there, do not let her leave. So they're all worried about Emma because Xander has texted her and she's not answering. And Thorne says, I'm a little confused. Can you explain how Wyatt got involved with Zoe? And Sally explains that basically she sweet-talked him into hiring her to paint a mural in his house. And then Katie says, wow, she put a lot of thought into this. And Sally says, yeah. Yeah, she did. And not to mention that she almost cost me my job. And now that I think about it, my computer did go missing one day. And guess who found it? Zoe. Then Katie, Hope, and Thorne all apologize to Sally for jumping to conclusions. And Sally says, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's forgotten. I probably would have done the same thing if you were threatening me from Hope's computer. I probably would have done the same thing. Then we go back to Bikini Bar and Emma has gotten both of them some iced tea. And then she very politely, because she's very sweet, she very politely tells Zoe that she really needs to go back to work. And that she was basically there to run an errand for Hope and that she really has to take off. And so Zoe is trying to get her not to leave. And she's like, oh, wait just a minute, and da, da, da. So then Emma says, you know what? Have a good day. Maybe one of those hotties will come over and sit with you. And so Emma turns to leave, and Zoe grabs her arm and says, wait, don't go. No, stop. Excuse me. No. Don't grab me, okay? I don't even know you like that. Like, no, 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 no. Do not grab me, right? I'm telling you I need to go. Let me go. But of course, Emma's super sweet. And she just, you know, kind of looks at her. She smiles and is like, okay, this is getting weird. And then Emma's phone chimes and Zoe grabs it. And I'm thinking, she is freaking rude. Who grabs someone's phone and reads their text? Like, rude. So then she says, oh, it's your boyfriend texting you. And she said, well, I'll see him when I get back because I've really got to go. Then Emma says, it was really good to meet you. And they switch phones and they exchange contact info. And then Emma takes off. And right when she is walking out, Zoe says, "I'm sure we'll see each other again," which is a little creepy. So back at Forrester Creations in the executive office, Xander is now getting more and more worried about Emma because she's not answering her phone. They all know she went to Bikini Bar. And Xander says, "I'm gonna go look for her because she's probably fine, but I need to make sure." And then the door opens and Emma says, "There's no need. I'm right here. What's wrong? Is everything okay?" Then Thorne asks Emma if anything strange happened while she was gone. And Emma says, "Not particularly, but I did run into a new friend. And this is actually the second time I've ran into her. And she's British." And then Xander says, "Let me guess, her name is Zoe." And Emma's like, "How'd you know?" And then they explain everything to her. The whole thing from the start to finish. And poor Emma is stunned. She doesn't even know what to say, I don't think. So Thorne says, "What did y'all talk about?" And she says, "I mean, nothing major, like this and that, but mostly about Xander. And now that I'm thinking about it, it was kind of weird. And she was a little weird too." And Emma says, "Ugh, I feel so dumb. Like she just used me to get info on Xander." And Sally says, "You know what? Don't feel dumb because she used all of us. It was my computer that she made the stupid comments from." Then we go to Wyatt's beach house. And Zoe uses the key that Wyatt gave her to let herself in. She wasn't expecting Wyatt to be home. And she sees Wyatt and she's like, "Oh, hey, I'm sorry I'm late." And Wyatt says, "Oh, it's no problem." And he's trying to act really cool. Like he's trying to act normal and nonchalant, but he's acting weird. And Zoe's picking up on this nervous energy and she says, "Are you okay?" And he actually says, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's cool, Leo. I mean, it's cool." And she's just looking at him like, "Okay." And he says, "Don't mind me. I just got a lot on my mind because I got my job back. And so I'm just here working." So then Zoe goes to work painting on the mural. And while she's busy, Wyatt sends a text to Sally to let her know that Zoe is there and that she is working on the mural, and then he pretends like he's working. He's trying to act like he's busy. Then we go back to Forrester Creations and Sally gets Wyatt's text and she tells them that they need to go because Zoe's at the house. And Thorne says, "Well, let's go." And then Hope and Katie think that they should call the police just in case, but Xander doesn't agree. He doesn't really want to involve the police just yet. And then Xander tells Emma that she should stay, and she's like, "That's not gonna happen. I want to look at her in the face, in the eyes, and confront her." So they all take off, and Hope and Katie stay at the office, and they both feel really bad about accusing Sally, and Hope says, "Don't worry, we'll make it up to her." Then we go back to Wyatt's and he gets Sally's text that they are on their way. The problem for poor Wyatt is that some time has gone by and Zoe's actually almost finished with the mural. And after a few minutes, she puts her brushes down and she says, "I'm done. And I'm kind of in a hurry, so if you could just pay me so I can get out of here. I've got a lot of stuff to take care of." So then Wyatt starts trying to stall. And he's trying to come up with all these things to get her to stay. He even says, "Let's wait for Sally to get back because I know she'd want to talk to you and tell you bye." That doesn't work. Then he even hits on her. And she's like, not buying it. And she says, "Look, dude, I know you're into the redhead. You're acting weird. Just pay me my money. Like, enough is enough." And so he has no choice. He pays her and she's about to walk out the door and the door opens and it's Sally with Thorne, Xander, and Emma right behind her. So Zoe looks shocked, but she recovers really quickly. And you would think that someone who is about to get in a lot of trouble would try to be nice, but her attitude is so condescending, and she's acting like it's all a joke, and she's being rude. So, basically, she says, "Oh, wow, you're throwing me a party?" And then she introduces herself to Thorne, and she's being smug. And Thorne says, "Look, have you been making threats on the Hope for the Future website?" And she's like, "What? Me?" And that really makes Sally mad. So Sally says, "Of course it was you. And you set me up. You used my laptop, you bitch." And then she goes after her, and Wyatt has to physically restrain her from, he has to restrain her so that she doesn't attack Zoe. And I kind of wish, in a way, that he would let her go attack her, because she's just being so smug, and she's making all this like a big joke. And then Wyatt says, "Look, Zoe, you need to come clean. You just need to give it up." And Sally says, "I cannot believe that you set me up." And she says, "How do you like the mural?" And again, Sally goes after her, and Wyatt has to restrain her for the second time. Zoe's just being really condescending. And then Xander steps in, because now he's getting mad, and he says, "Zoe, stop it. We know it was you. Why would you do this?" And then Emma steps in front of Xander, and she says, "I'll tell you why. Because she is jealous of me. Those posts were directed at me, not Hope. Be honest, you have been stalking me." And that is how Tuesday ends. I like that Emma is standing up for herself, and Zoe's in some really hot water. I'm curious if she's going to admit it or deny it. All right, so that brings us into Wednesday, July 18th, and the show opens at Wyatt's beach house, and we're continuing our conversation from yesterday, and everyone is waiting for Zoe to answer Emma's question, and the question was, basically, "Have you been stalking me?" At first, Zoe tries to play dumb and innocent, and she tries to act like she don't know what anyone's talking about, and no one's buying it, especially Xander. And so then she tells them that she may be a jealous ex-girlfriend, but she's not a stalker. This is making Sally really mad. And she says, "Look, just admit it." And then the next thing Sally says really made me laugh, because if you are a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan, she said the great words of Lisa Rinna. And she said, "I don't get why you're lying. Just own it. Own it, or we're calling the cop." Then Zoe says, "Stop ganging up on me. I'm the victim. I had to fly all the way here from London in coach." And then that's it. Now Xander's mad, and he says, "I've had enough. Enough of the jokes. The truth, Zoe. It was you, wasn't it?" Then she finally admits it. Zoe says, "Yes, I admit it." And Thorne says, "So you're admitting to stalking Emma?" And Zoe says, "You say tomato, I say tomato." Her attitude about the whole thing is rude. It just is rude. And Xander's over it. And he says, "You think it's a joke to threaten people online?" And Zoe says, "Emma doesn't look hurt to me. I'm the one who's hurt. We were together for a whole year, and you just up and disappear. What was I supposed to do?" And Sally says, I don't know, accept it and move on." And then Zoe says, "Easy for you to say, you have Wyatt. Besides, they were playful comments." And Emma says, oh, I see, a skull and crossbones, playful." And Zoe says, "It's just artistic expression." Then Zoe says they were harmless, and that she was just trying to get Xander's attention and possibly scare Emma off. And then for some reason, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's to take the heat off of herself or maybe to get revenge on Xander. But then she outs Xander and she says, "Why don't you tell everyone who you really are? Because I'm not the only one who's hiding my identity." And everyone's like, "What?" So then Xander has to explain the whole thing, that he's actually British and that he has an American father, he has an English mother, so he can talk both, he could talk with both accents, and that the main reason he did it, he probably went overboard, but the main reason he did it is for this right here, is because he was trying to get away from her and have a fresh start. And Xander says, I really just wanted to leave my past behind me. And Emma says, he's talking about you, by the way. And then Xander says, this is the problem. You do crazy things, inappropriate things, just like this. And you expect no consequences. And I've had enough. I'm done. And then she actually says, it looks like I came back. It looks like I came here just in time to take you home. Before you fell into this self-delusion. And it's like, she's not hearing a word that anyone is saying, especially Xander. So, anyway, they go back and forth and back and forth. And then Wyatt steps in and says, how did I even get on your radar? And she just basically says that she did her homework, and she knew that Wyatt had connections, and she needed an in. And so, Wyatt's like, wow, I need to quit being so naive. And Sally says, this is not your fault. Zoe is good. She is good at what she's doing and what she does. So then basically Thorne says, well, what are we going to do? What do y'all want to do about this? And he says, Xander, you know her the best. What do you think we should do? And Xander says, I've known her for a long time. And she does do crazy things, but it's never involved the police before. So I don't feel that we need to call the police, but Emma is the victim, and it's up to Emma. Whatever we decide, it should be Emma's choice. So then Emma says, you acted like my friend, but you're a liar and a con artist. And Xander may think you're not dangerous, but I'm not so sure. I won't press charges on one condition. You have to leave town immediately. No questions asked, immediately. And then Zoe asks Xander if he agrees. And Xander says, you need to book a flight home. You need to go back to London. You need to leave the Forresters alone. And you need to leave Emma alone. And don't contact me again. We are done. Then, of course, before she leaves, she has to throw, you know, something in there. Because, you know, she's obviously crazy. And she says, Wyatt, enjoy the mural. Sally, sorry for the setup. It wasn't personal. Emma, I can't say it's been a pleasure, but I wish you no harm. Enjoy your fling while it lasts. Rude. And then she turns to Xander and she says, I've missed you, and that's why I came all this way. And he interrupts her and he says, goodbye, Zoe. And she slowly walks out the door. All right, guys, I know Wednesday was a really long episode. We're not quite done. Then we go to Brooke's house, and we're in the kitchen, and Liam has just stopped by. They chit-chat for a little bit, and then Liam tells Brooke that he wouldn't wish his position on anyone, but that, on the other hand, he feels very blessed to have two women who love him, and pretty soon, he'll have two children. Then Brooke reminds him that in the end, he can only have a life with one of them. And Liam says that he's painfully aware of that, and he's trying to make the best decision for all of them. And Brooke says that she doesn't mean to put him on the spot, but that it's not fair that Hope has to put her future on hold because he can't make a decision. I totally agree with this, by the way. And at least that statement. And then Brooke says, I know that you don't want to hurt anyone, but that ship has sailed, okay? Someone's gonna get hurt, and I don't want it to be Hope, because she doesn't deserve it. She's been nothing but loyal and honest, and she's been there for you. Can you say the same about Steffi? And then Liam says, you know I can't. Okay, I'm gonna stop here just for a second. I was looking on Twitter and on other social media, and I saw that this conversation between Brooke and Liam was very, I don't know if controversial is the right word, but I see that it split people down, like kind of down the middle. I know that there's Steffi and Liam fans, and there's Hope and Liam fans, but in my opinion, I was actually happy that Brooke finally told him, because it's annoying. Like, and another thing, it's just annoying that Liam is always pinging back and forth, and always has the Hope and Steffi in limbo. But the other thing is, I was kind of surprised people got mad that Brooke told him all this, because how come if it's okay for Ridge to do it? We sat through months and months and months of Ridge campaigning and pressuring and going on and constantly on Liam about Steffi. So I think it's only fair that Brooke should be able to do it too. So she continues her campaign for Hope, and she says some pretty harsh things. She tells him that if Steffi and Bill wouldn't have collaborated together to manipulate Hope and Liam, that they would be together right now. And she says, you know, that collaboration looks a lot different from out here looking back. And really, Liam can't really say much, because most of this is true. And Brooke says, look, every time you went back to Steffi, you were manipulated. And then she betrayed you anyway. She slept with your father, Liam. And Liam says, I know that. And Brooke says, I know you know that. But my point is, Hope would never in a million years do that to you. That would never even cross her mind. She is a light in this world. And her character, I cannot even take credit for. She was born with it. And you can trust her. That's the problem. You've lost trust with Steffi. And how do you know that whatever it was that caused Bill and Steffi to betray you in the first place is not going to resurface? How do you know that eventually Bill's not going to wear her down? And Liam says, she would never do that. And Hope's like, I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep calling her Hope. And Brooke says, oh my gosh, Liam, she did do it. She already did it. And then Brooke says, look, I'm not here to trash Steffi, okay? But what they did to you was horrible. And now you have to carry that the rest of your life, and you have to live with that forever. Or you can choose a life with Hope, who loves you, who is faithful and caring and kind and compassionate. You can have the life you've always wanted. Look inside your heart. What is it that you really want? And what kind of woman do you want? I mean, to me, it's pretty simple. The answer is right there. It's Hope. Okay, then we go back to Forrester Creations in the side office, and Xander is apologizing over and over because he feels horrible about what Zoe did to Emma. And Emma, being her sweet self, says, it's not your fault. You were just trying to live your life. This is all on Zoe. And then I guess everything that happened, Emma is a little insecure, and she says, you know, are you sure you don't miss being with her? And Xander says, hey, don't go there. Zoe is my past and you are my future. And then they kiss. So then we go to Zoe's apartment, and Zoe's talking to Harry the cat, and she tells him that she saw Xander today and that she reminded him of their love. Wow, this girl is delusional. And she says it's still there. And they want me to go back to London, but I've come to really like the California sun, and I think we'll be staying for a while. Okay, and that's finally the end of Wednesday. And am I the only one who's getting Sheila vibes from Zoe? Like, I'm getting major Sheila vibes, because Sheila was very, very obsessive and very obsessed with Eric. So obviously, Zoe didn't hear a word Xander said. All right, that brings us into Thursday, so I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Thursday, July 19th, the show opens at Forrester Creations, and we're in the showroom, and we're backstage. And Everyone is running around like crazy. They're all getting ready for the show. Everyone's busy and everyone's excited. There's a lot of excitement. So Xander knows that Emma is worried about Zoe trying to show up. So he finds Charlie and he makes sure that Charlie has the picture of Zoe and knows that she is not allowed in the building. And Charlie says, "Do not worry, my team is on it." That's a joke. This is funny, right? Okay. So he says, "Don't worry, my team's on it." Then we go to Steffi and Liam's house. And Liam is getting ready to go to the fashion show. And Steffi obviously doesn't want him to go. And she says, "You know, Hope will have a lot of people there to support her." And Liam says, "I know what you're getting at, but I'm a member of the team. And you need to understand this is a really big day for Hope." And Steffi says, "I understand. I do." And then Liam says, "I mean, you would even be there if you weren't on maternity leave." And Steffi says, "I get it. Okay, I get it. It's not just a fashion show. You're also there to support the mother of your child. I just really don't like sharing you with Hope." And Liam says, "I know you don't, but it's going to take time to figure all this out." And Steffi says, I understand. I'll see you when you get back." And then Liam kisses her on the cheek, which I find interesting and telling. If they're together and they're about to get married, why is he kissing her goodbye on the cheek? And then he leaves. Then we go to Zoe's apartment, and she's only wearing a black robe, a bra, like a sports bra, and underwear, panties. And she is explaining to Harry, the cat, that today is a triumphant day for Emma, or maybe not. And then Xander shows up, and she's really happy to see him, of course. And he says, "Look, he's very uncomfortable because of the way she's dressed." And he says, "I'll wait till you get dressed." And she's like, "Nonsense. We were always comfortable with each other." So basically, Xander tells her, "Look, I came over here to make sure that you're leaving LA. And she says, "I'll leave when I get ready." So basically, she's not. I don't know why they thought she would, to be honest. She's crazy. So then he says, "Look, this is a big day for Hope for the Future, for Forrester Creations, and for Emma. Do not show up at Forrester Creations. You are not welcome." And she's like, "Oh, I thought you were going to here to invite me." And he's like, "I'm not joking with you. You're not welcome. And I've instructed security to keep you out of the building." And she says, "That sounds like a challenge." And he says, "Well, it's not." And then he says, "I'm serious. Do not set foot in that building, Zoe." And then he leaves. And then Zoe says, "Oh, Harry, if the show's that important, there's no way I'm going to miss." Then we go over to Bill's office. And Justin is trying to discuss business with Bill, but Bill's daydreaming about Steffi. And Justin says, "Oh, no, I know that look. Not again. Not again. You said you were done with that." And then Bill says, "Oh, but my future with Steffi is looking more likely by the minute." And Justin says, "Oh, God, I don't even want to know." And Bill says, "Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do, because it is that good." And he says, "It's so good, it deserves a drum roll." And so he drum rolls on the table, right? And Justin's looking at him like, "Oh, God." So then he says, "Hope's pregnant. And guess who the baby daddy is?" And then Justin says, like, "Wow. I can't even believe that." And then Bill starts talking like a mix between Muhammad Ali and like a preacher. And he says, I'm not very good at voice, but he says, "I told you Hope and Liam belong together. It was totally clear to me. I told you over and over, and I'm a big picture man. I'm the greatest of all time, and you doubted me. As long as you've known me, shame on you, Justin. When are you going to realize that the universe always brings all things to Dollar Bill Spencer?" And Justin laughs and he says, "I think you need to stop and think for a minute. You're getting a little ahead of yourself." And Bill says, "No. Liam stayed with Steffi because of the baby. He would never leave his child. But what is Quick Draw gonna do now? that Hope is pregnant. And Justin says, so you think that's a good thing? And Bill says, are you kidding? Now Liam can be with his true love. And Steffi can be with hers. Me. And Justin's like, huh. And Bill says, look, you're going to that fashion show to support your niece. But I need you to keep an eye on Hope and Liam. And Justin looks apprehensive. And he says, oh, you mean get a pic. And Bill says, of course, get a picture, text it to me, ASAP. And then Bill grabs his keys and he takes off. And you know he's going to see Steffi. Then we go back to the main showroom where the runway is. And Hope is walking around. She's just double checking everything. And Hope and Brooke decide to tell Katie quietly the news that Hope is pregnant. And Hope says, I know it's bad timing, but I couldn't be happier. And Katie's surprised, but also really excited. Then backstage, Jake makes an appearance. And Jake, the character Jake, has been on the show since like the 90s. He's been on as a reoccurring character. He's never been on for like long periods of time, but he's been on since I think like the 90s. And his real name is Jake McClain, I believe is how you say it. I could be wrong on that, but I think that's how you say it. So Jake makes an appearance and he tells Thorne that the sound and lighting are both good to go. And then the team gathers together to make sure everyone's on the same page. And they all get back to work because they're really busy. And Sally goes up to Emma and she asks her if Xander is back yet. And Emma says, not yet. And then Emma asks Sally if she's worried, if she ever was worried about Zoe spending so much time with Wyatt. And Sally says, no, I wasn't worried. And you don't need to worry. Xander broke up with her because she was possessive. So don't make the mistake of being jealous of her because it won't serve you well. And I thought, wow, that's really, really good advice. When I was younger, when I was in my 20s and late teen 20s, I was very jealous. I was in a very unhealthy relationship in my teenage years and early 20s. And I was extremely jealous. And I've noticed that the older you get, the less jealous you get because you become a confident, you become a beautiful, confident woman. And now it's like, you know what? If you want to do me wrong, then you don't deserve me anyway. So there's the door. So I thought that was good advice. Then a few minutes after Sally walks off, Xander arrives back. And he tells Emma, do not worry. Zoe won't be a problem. I talked to her and I told her not to set foot in this building. Then, right after he says it, then we see Emma sneaking into the main showroom where the runway is. And Charlie stops her and he says, you're not supposed to be here. And I was like, wow, you go, Charlie. You're on it, man. But then he says, right? So I was too quick to praise Charlie because then he says, you're late. All the models are in the back. And if that's not enough, then he explains to her exactly how to get backstage. Thank you, Charlie. Then meanwhile, backstage, Justin has arrived and he comes to see Emma and he tells her that he's here to support her and he can't wait to see her show. And Emma's really happy. She's really, really happy that he came. And he speaks to Xander and he makes a comment about not noticing his accent before. And Emma says, it's a really long story for later, not for now. And Xander tells Justin, you won't be disappointed. The show's going to be great. And what they don't realize is Zoe has successfully snuck backstage and she's watching them this whole time, which is so creepy. And then Liam arrives. We're still backstage. Liam arrives and he's staring at Hope and she notices him and she's thrilled that he came. And he says, I wouldn't miss it. You know I wouldn't miss it. I'm proud of you. And Hope confesses that she's really nervous. And Liam says, everything's going to be fine. And then they hug and they don't realize that Justin is definitely watching them. He's keeping an eye on them. Then we go across the room. And Xander and Emma are kissing. And Zoe says to herself quietly, so that no one hears, that this will be a show little Emma will never forget. So it's almost time for the show to start, and everyone gathers around Hope, and she gives a lovely speech about be yourself and go out there and let's have a kick-ass show. And then we go to Steffi's house, and Bill's just arrived. Oh, how did I know that? And she lets him in this time without too much fuss. And Bill says that he came by to keep her company because he knew Liam would be at the fashion show supporting Hope. And then Steffi tells Bill that he needs to go and she doesn't want to discuss this with him. And Bill says, who else are you going to talk to? You can't tell Liam how you really feel. Betrayed, furious. You need to face the truth. You will be sharing Liam with Hope for the rest of your life. And that finally brings us to the end of Thursday. And we are finally at the fashion show. It's finally arrived. I'm really excited. I've been waiting for this for a really long time. And we finally made it. So that brings us into Friday, July 20th. So Friday opens up at Steffi's house. And Bill is there. And Bill's basically campaigning for himself. And Bill says, I know that this hurts because Liam should be here right now. Instead, he's with Hope. And Steffi says, stop trying to make me paranoid about something that's really not a big deal. And Bill says, but it is a big deal. They will be connected and you will always have to share him with Hope. Then we go to Forrester Creations, and we're in the main showroom, and the place is packed. Ridge, Eric, Brooke, Quinn, they're all so excited for Hope. And Eric comments that it's really nice to be on this side of the show for once, just enjoying it. And then Justin walks up, and he tells Brooke that he's very thankful that Hope gave him a chance. And Ridge does not acknowledge him. He just stares a hole through him. It's very rude, but I totally understand. Then it's time for the show, and the lights go down, and Justin takes his seat, and everyone's excited. And Hope comes out, and she thanks everyone for being there, and she tells everyone that they will be donating a portion of the proceeds to women's charities in LA and around the world, and enjoy the show. And the lights go out, and the music starts, and then the spotlights come on, and Emma and the dancers come out. They're standing out. They're already standing there when the lights come on, and they do their first routine. And Emma's front and center, and it's a really cool routine, and they do really, really well. They're really on it. No one even misses a step or anything. And they're wearing dark blue leggings or like skinny jeans and a white crop top that has fringe going all the way down to like past their knees, and it's really cute. It's a white top. It has like a crochet at the top, and they all look really, really good. So let's get into the fashion of the fashion show. So the first look and the second look come out, and the first look is white tight bell-bottom pants with a pretty silver metallic detail that runs all the way down the side of each leg. And it's a shiny, I couldn't really tell exactly what the detail was, but it was cute. And then it was paired with a shiny gold flowy top that had flowy sleeves, and I really liked the top, and I felt like it went well together because the bottom was tight and the top was loose. And I'd love to know what you guys think. So the second look is a white bodysuit that has long silver fringe that comes down a little above the knee, and she also has these amazing silver lace-up high heels that lace all the way up your leg, like to the knee, or maybe even a little bit past the knee. And they're very pretty. I mean, I don't know where I would ever wear those, but they're very pretty. And then look three and four come out. And look three is my absolute favorite. It is a dark mini dress. It's a dark gray, almost like gunmetal gray mini dress with a light shimmery whitish silver feathers all along the bottom of the hem all the way around. And it has a really beautiful, long, shiny, silvery gray, almost see-through type of cover-up jacket. Like, I'm not sure if it's a, like a light jacket, maybe like a long cover-up, but it goes well past your knees. And it was so, so cute. I would wear both of those. I would wear the dress and I would wear the cover-up or jacket, and I would wear them separate too. I really thought this was really cute. And she was wearing this with open toe gray heels that were like shiny. Most of the models wore all the same open toe shiny metallic-y shoes. They looked silver. One girl might have had on a goldish color, but they mainly looked silver. And I just loved this. So then look number four, I could never pull off. I'm just too old. So look number four is a pair of short white shorts with a zipper detail in the front. And they lace up. There's a lace up detail on each side. And it was matched with a white crop top that has fringe going all the way across the front and all the way across the back. And it also on the front, underneath the fringe, so like when you move you can really see it, is a very shiny silver, almost like tribal design across the front. And she had on the same open toe silver shoes. And this model's hair and makeup were so spot on. It matched this outfit really, really, really well. So meanwhile, as the show's going on, Hope and Liam and, you know, everyone that's backstage is watching the show on the monitor. And Emma's back there and she's getting, you know, she's doing whatever she needs to do to get ready. And she thinks that she sees Zoe, but she's not sure. And so she's going to follow her. So she's not paying attention and she runs right into the showstopper model. And the poor model sprains her ankle because she's pretty tiny and she kind of goes flying. And poor Emma, she feels so bad. And so Maya comes over and she takes the model out to go ice her foot, but it doesn't look like she's going to be able to walk. So Maya comes back and she grabs Hope and she tells Hope that the model can't walk. She can't even put weight on her ankle. So now everyone's freaking out. So Quinn comes over and she says, maybe, you could wear it, Maya. And then Maya's like, I'm not sure. And then Zoe appears out of nowhere and she says, I can do it. And Hope's like, who are you? And she says, oh, I'm a friend of another model. And I used to be a model in England. And Hope is put on the spot and everyone's like, Hope, you got to make a decision. And she says, okay. We have no choice. So, Hope says, go get ready. And then after a few minutes goes by and Emma comes back and Emma's like, Hope, I'm so sorry. I'm the one who ran into the model and I feel horrible. And, Maya says, it's okay, Emma. It's okay. Hope found another model. It's going to be fine. And Maya says, now come on, Emma. The dancers are in the wings. It's almost time. So then we go back into the showroom, back to the runway. And look number five is now coming down the runway. And it is cute. I'm not a fan of stripes usually, but it is cute. So it's a shiny gold and white stripe. It kind of looks like a play on a wrap dress. I guess if I had to say, I would say it's a wrap dress. It's one shoulder and it has small white fringe details going across that one shoulder and then over around the back. And it kind of like looks really flowy, like the fringe makes it look very flowy. And when she turns and moves, her split opens and closes, and it's very cute. And she also has on the same open toe heels. And I'm just not usually a fan of stripes personally, but it was a cute dress. Then we hear Hope's voice over the loudspeaker, and it is time for the showstopper. So the lights go out, and once again, Emma and the dancers come back out, and they perform their second routine. And they're just as good as the first time. They're definitely on point. And when they end the dance in a pose, like a Vanna White kind of display pose, and there's girls on each side of the stage. And the lights go out again, and then the spotlight comes on, and Zoe walks. And she starts walking and strutting down that runway like she is the shit. And as she's walking down, she turns and looks right at Emma and winks at her. And I was thinking, wow, bitch. So, our last outfit, the showstopper, is a white, almost iridescent. It looks white, but it also has like a silvery iridescent see-through look. And it's a jumpsuit, and it has long fringe details that go all the way down the jumpsuit. And as you move, you see different details. And it has a detail that goes up by the neck that kind of is similar to the crochet detail that Emma and the other dancers are wearing. And it is very pretty. You know what? I don't even know if I could pull this outfit off, but I would try. Because it's very, very, very pretty. And it's very shiny and like glittery, and it's a good showstopper, I think. And Zoe just looks beautiful. And so then we see the camera goes to Charlie's face, and he looks like he is about to have a stroke, right? He sees her and he literally looks like he's about to have a stroke. And Zoe is obviously loving all this attention, while poor Emma is really trying to maintain her composure. Everyone loves Zoe. Even Ridge and Eric, right? They say, and then Eric says, you know what? Maybe Hope found a new star for the fashion world. So, wow. I'm going to be honest, I did not see this coming. So then Liam gives Hope a hug, and he pushes her back on the stage, and he says, Go, it's your moment. And so Hope walks down, and everyone's cheering and going crazy because they all loved the show. And I also loved the show, I'm going to be honest. So Hope gets the mic, and she thanks everyone, and she especially thanks Thorne and Emma. And then the reporters get to ask Hope questions, and they asked, who's the new model? And so Hope just hands the mic to Zoe because she don't even know her name. And Zoe introduces herself as Zoe Buckingham, I believe is how she pronounced. And then they continue to take photos. Meanwhile, backstage, Emma is pissed, very pissed. She asks Xander, how the hell did this happen? And then Xander says, I would love to know how she's on that stage right now. But the show was great, and it was great because of you and Hope. Do not let her take that away from you. And then Zoe comes strutting backstage. And Emma tells her that she knew she saw her backstage earlier. And then Xander chimes in and says, I told you to stay away. Jeezum. And then Zoe says, good thing I didn't, because I saved the day. And again, I say, bitch. I normally do not curse, but she is just too much. So that concludes the fashion show. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I was very curious of what kind of designs they were going to have. I would love to know what you guys think. All right, so we're still backstage, but we're off in the corner. And Hope and Liam are talking, and they're away from everyone else. And Liam tells Hope that she's so amazing. And even if they didn't have a showstopper, the show still would have been phenomenal. And Hope says that this is the best day of her life until the day she has their child, and that she couldn't have done it without Liam's support. And then Liam hugs her, and he caresses her hair. And then he does that move or that thing that some guys do whenever they're going to kiss you, and they hold your head like gently in their hands, and they look into your eyes right before they're going to kiss you. And unbeknownst to Hope and Liam, Justin is watching all of this. He snaps a pic of them, right? So he gets a picture of them, and immediately he sends it to Bill's phone. So, of course, they don't know this is happening. So then we go back to Steffi's house, And Bill is still trying to convince Steffy that he's the better man for her. And to be honest, I don't disagree necessarily. I think that if you have been watching the show for a while, a long time ago, they really did have something special. But at the time, it just wasn't good. Because he was married to Katie, and it was just not good. And I love Katie, so at the time, I was really mad. So, okay, so we're back at Steffy. And, you know, Bill's not going to give up, guys. He's not. So, Steffy tells him that he doesn't listen. She doesn't want to be with him. He lies, he manipulates, he betrays people, and he blackmailed her. He is controlling, and that's not love. And then Bill says that he apologized, and that he's very sorry. And that he knows he went too far. And then Steffy goes to check on Kelly. And Bill gets Justin's text. And when Steffy comes back into the room, Steffy tells him that her dad texted her. And Hope's show was a big success. And I'm sure Liam is happy for her. And then Bill says, oh yeah, they're already celebrating. And then he shows her the photo, right? He shows her the pic. And the angle that Justin took the picture from, it makes it look even more like they were about to kiss or that they just finished kissing. And it does. It looks bad. And Steffy says, Bill, how do I even know this is even real? Okay, you've tricked me before. And poor Steffy doesn't want to believe it. So Bill says, Steffy, is that not what Liam was wearing when he left today? This was taken today, backstage. Please wake up. Don't fall into the same trap your mother did with Ridge. Don't be with a man who has divided feelings. I'm not destroying what you and Liam have. Liam is. Don't you want to be happy? I will protect you, and I will protect your daughter, and I will love you, and I will start a life with you. Just give us a chance. Be my wife. Marry me. And Steffy doesn't say anything. She kind of looks shocked, I think. And that is the end of Friday. We finally made it, guys. So here's the question. Is Steffy going to be honest and tell Liam about this proposal? Or is she going to lie and keep it a secret? We all know that when she lied before, it was detrimental to their relationship. And I think she's not going to tell him. And if Liam finds out about this, And she didn't tell him, he is going to lose it. He is going to be so mad. It might just be the last nail in Steffy and Liam's coffin. Okay, so we learned that Zoe's crazy. And I hope that she doesn't hurt Emma. And we had a really good fashion show. And we still don't know Liam's decision. Bill's not going to give up. That's apparent. And I forgot to tell y'all at the beginning of the episode that I just named this episode the fashion show. So I am so honored and so thankful that you came back and are listening. And please get in touch with me. I would love to know what you guys think about the fashions, about everything that's happening, about Crazy Zoe. And just please get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me on my website at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at theboldandbeautifulpodcast. Please tell your friends about the show. Subscribe on iTunes. And I will be back next week. Thank you all so much for listening. Bye, guys.